This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Taylor Swift's popularity and the success of the Eras Tour continues to break records, but her recent appearance at NFL games has the brains of conservative right-wingers short-circuiting. Why?
Gender, sexuality and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know, and if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Lauren Rosewarne, good afternoon.
Hello, Warren. Thanks for having me.
My brain is short-circuiting.
Well, your first mistake is saying conspiracy theory as though there's only one.
Is there several? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
What's going on?
So this is very complicated and very insane. But the first part that we have to keep in mind is Taylor Swift is dating someone named Travis Kelce. He plays for a football team who is in the Super Bowl that's happening later this month. So,
right.
She's been attending the games. This is where some of the insanity starts. So, Travis Kelce, the footballer, has previously been in commercials for vaccinations in America. So, the first seed is planted there in the sense that he's getting called Mr. Pfizer as an example. But that's really the sort of most understandable part of this story. Mm-hmm. The other parts are more complicated. There's the angle that says she's a psyop in the sense of a plant from the US government, from the Biden administration,
right,
who has elevated her to her fame that she wouldn't have got there without his help. Weird, because her career's been going for 12, 13 years. But that aside, Warren, I mean, details. So she's been planted there. Accusations are from the Pentagon. The Pentagon have actually issued a statement, obviously, denying this, in fact, saying people need to shake it off. But they've said that she's been planted by them, that the relationship with this footballer is part of, insert the third conspiracy, the NFL, the football league, being totally scripted, that the teams who are in the Super Bowl, it was all orchestrated so that the boyfriend's team could win, that she, Taylor Swift, could be cut too during the celebrations at the end and give a Biden endorsement.
Oh, my goodness. Honestly, if we talk about the Republicans in the US, I mean, there must be people who support them who are, you know, not silly, and they're not all right-wing nut jobs. Where does it leave these people? Like, they see what's going on with Donald Trump, et cetera, they see these conspiracy theories going on with Taylor Swift. Are these people going to go, oh, my goodness, you know what, I'm not going to rust myself onto this political movement anymore because it's just got to the extreme ridiculous now?
But that's the problem with American politics, where there's always a two-party race and the third option being the couch, right?
Right.
So if people feel disenchanted, it's not like they're going to say, well, Trump drives me up the wall, I'm going to go for Biden, right? I mean, some people might do that, but that's a bit of a leap if your politics are conservative. Instead, you won't vote at all. And this is that problem in the US where, you know, there's been in the last couple of elections slight bumps, but we're still only talking about a little more than half the population who votes, which means half the population don't even participate in the process at all, which is part of this conversation as to who are these people who are concocting these theories. Yes, we kind of have the theory that they're Trump supporters because a lot of their ideology seems in line with him. But again, we don't know whether these are people who are politically engaged at all. Do they actually vote, for example? What we do see is really strong threads of misogyny. We know that Donald Trump has modeled a lot of that. But what else is going on here? And you're right, you raise this question where do the disenchanted Republicans go who might be conservative, but they're not unhinged in the sense of believing in this genuine conspiracy theory madness.
I mean, imagine if a government could manufacture a pop star like Taylor Swift with all her success.
Oh, she's the Manchurian candidate. That's basically what they're arguing.
Just absolutely
And it's
ridiculous.
I mean, this is though, then you have to get into the sort of QAnon stuff where a lot of these very deep MAGA, Make America Great Again supporters believe that there's someone named Q who's leaking them information. Last week, because Tom Hanks wore a T-shirt that said, basically it was a sort of don't vote for Trump again T-shirt. It didn't quite say that, but it meant that. Mm. There was a lot of social media attention given to Tom Hanks's participation in some really problematic, really vile stuff of the kind that they think celebrities are all involved in. You know, they're big conspiracies regarding eating babies and stuff. And that's what happens where it's so down the rabbit hole that speaking out against your leader is now basically you eat babies.
Oh, what, now, who's this Pizzagate conspiracy theorist
yes.
who suggested a change in Swift's political leanings over the past few years?
Yes, and this is a right-wing blogger who the Pizzagate stuff started, which I mentioned the conspiracy theory, the sort of cabal with the Democrats eating babies and involved in a pedophilia scam. That was tied to Pizzagate, which was a situation where the police got a phone call that there was a pedophile ring in the basement of this pizza shop that somehow Hillary Clinton was involved in. The police went to that site, it got swatted, and that idea of actually having that crossover, yeah, with real life, and this thing of ringing police about fabricated incidences, this is actually becoming a big problem in the United States because, of course, you're getting threats like that, that there are children being kept in the basement or whatever it might be. They send massive police responses, and they just the people who've made these dodgy calls are just sitting back laughing at this response in the hope that perhaps some violence breaks out.
Imagine the poor people making the pizzas, though. Like, seriously.
The whole they didn't even have a basement, Warren. That's the thing. The whole thing is just preposterous. But it also is this interesting thing with this kind of conspiracy. Let's say we show them the data that Taylor Swift had a career far predating any of this, right? They're so invested in their conspiracy theories that they actually double down and think of themselves as critical thinkers. So the rest of us are all drinking the Kool-Aid. They're the ones who actually have the secret knowledge. And this is why, again, they're able to stir in elements such as the vaccinations and the Biden endorsement. They've also got some other problems with Taylor Swift. You know, she's 34 years old and not married. Therefore, some of them who have a Christian bent see her as sinful. She's endorsed progressive candidates before, spoken out against the overturning of Roe versus Wade. There's lots of entry points for people who hate her. But Warren, my favorite tweet of all that I saw during the week was someone who said she was just dating Travis Kelce because he gets a $70,000 bonus for playing in the Super Bowl.
What?
Now, Taylor Swift is worth upwards of $50
billion. $50 billion. So
yeah, but that $70,000 is awfully attractive to her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought it must have been a joke, but no, this is the kind of insanity that these people believe.
Okay, Lauren.
Go on.
No, I'm going to get you to explain this because this one I don't understand. Can I read it to you? So this is far-right influencer Rogan O'Hanley went so far as to suggest that if the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, Swift and Kelce would trigger an apocalyptic chain of events that would kill millions. Now,
that's the vaccination.
Is that the vaccination?
Yes. Ah. So when I said before, when we kind of, this is looping back to where we began, that he's considered to be Mr. Pfizer because he did commercials endorsing the vaccination, there is a belief that they're going to be in cahoots with Biden for a mass vaccination rollout. Now, given how many boosters there are in the US and how incredibly small now the numbers of take-up are, now that it's not compulsory in any situation, nobody's having these vaccinations, the idea that there'd be any kind of government-mandated rollout is laughable. But somehow, Taylor's coming over to your house, Warren, and you're getting jabbed.
Well, I got jabbed yesterday. She came over last night.
Oh, okay. Well, is she a nice nurse? Was her bedside manner all you had hoped for?
And you know what? She's after the $70,000. She said, you know what?
She smells the money.
She smelt the money.
And she wants a taste of it.
She couldn't keep away from it. Of course, she's been the victim of deep fakes we've seen this week as well.
Well, and again, where does that go back to? That goes back to these people who hate her. Mm. And so last weekend, the leaking of pornographic images of her. These, of course, are not real. These are AI created. Mm. By these people who despise her and somehow have attached all of these, everything they hate about the world. Another thing we have to add in, this type of right-wing conspiracy hates celebrities of all kind. She's obviously one of the biggest celebrities of all kind, thus the loathing to her. She's a woman. Hate her for that as well.
Look, you know, I was never a massive Taylor Swift fan, but I reckon I'm her number one fan now after this.
Oh, I've never been even slightly interested in her music, but that's perhaps what makes us both able to look at this objectively. Mm. It's still an entertainer here who is being pilloried for pretty much nothing, going out with her boyfriend and cheering him on the sidelines.
And being
someone
successful.
Someone did a count. Exactly. And that loathing of her, there are obviously theorists who suggest that the men who are doing this are sort of the incel community who see her also as another woman who would reject them. That's another layer to this.
While they eat their pizzas.
While they eat their pizzas made by the children in the...
Oh, my goodness. Lauren!
It's a lot.
I've short-circuited. I can't talk anymore. We need to go. Let's talk next week.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Warren.
Thank you. It's Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.